Love is skillful because it transforms. Love is mutation. Each transformation is going to be painful because the old has to be left for the new. The old is familiar, secure, safe. The new is absolutely unknown. You will be moving in an uncharted ocean. You cannot use your mind with the new. With the old, mind is skillful. The mind can function only with the old. With the new, the mind is utterly useless. Hence, fear arises. And leaving the old, comfortable, safe world, the world of convenience, pain arises. It is the same pain that the child feels when he comes out of the womb of the mother. It is the same pain that the bird feels when he comes out of the egg. It is the same pain that the bird will feel when he will try for the first time to be on the wing. The fear of the unknown and the security of the known. The insecurity of the unknown. The unpredictability of the unknown makes one very much frightened. And because the transformation is going to be from the self towards a state of no self, agony is very deep. But you cannot have ecstasy without going through agony. If the gold wants to be purified, it has to pass through fire. Love is fire. Thank you.
here sitting with me every day, listening to me, don't start collecting knowledge. Here listening to me, don't start holding. Listening to me should be an experiment in insight. You should listen with intensity, with totality, with as much awareness as it is possible for you. In that very awareness, you will see a point, and that very seeing is transformation. Not that you have to do something else afterwards. The seeing itself brings the mutation. If some effort is needed, that simply shows you missed. If you come tomorrow and ask me, I have understood that knowledge is the curse, that knowledge creates distance, now how to drop it? Then you missed. If the how arises, then you missed. The how cannot arise, because the how is asking for more knowledge. The how is asking for methods, techniques, what should be done. And insight is enough. It need not be helped by any efforts. Its fire is more than enough to burn all knowledge that you carry within you. Just see the point. Listening to me, go with me. Listening to me, hold my hands and move in the spaces that I am trying you to move in. And see what I am saying. Don't argue. Don't say yes, don't say no. Don't agree, don't disagree. Just be with me in this moment. And suddenly the insight is there. If you are listening attentively, and by attention I don't mean concentration. By attention I simply mean you are listening with awareness, not with a dull mind. You are listening with intelligence, with aliveness. With openness. You are here now with me. That's what I mean by attention. You are nowhere else.
so that one day I will be able to persuade you, to listen to the silence that has happened to me. And those who have started understanding me, they are no more listening to my words. They are listening to my preachings. Many of you here have already entered into a wordless contact with me. If you listen to my words, that too only because those words contain something of the wordless in them. That's why when new people come here who are not acquainted with me and my ways, cannot understand what is happening here. It is a mystery school like Pythagoras' school in Greece. Something is happening here, but it is very elusive. It cannot be explained to the outsiders. It is a love relationship. I go on talking to you the same things. You go on listening to me the same things. I talk out of love. You listen to me out of love. Talking and listening is not relevant, but the communion. Talking and listening is just an excuse for the communion to happen. remember one thing, that each of my sannyasin carries something of me. Each of my sannyasin becomes a part of me, spiritually, physically, in every possible way. My sannyasins are not believers. My sannyasins are in a love affair. It is a mad phenomenon. So wherever my sannyasins meet, my presence will be felt. Wherever my sannyasins will celebrate, my message is realized, because celebration is my message. Rejoice. Sing. Dance. And dance so totally that your ego is mad and disappears. Dance so totally that the dancer is no more there, but only the dance remains. Then you will find me wherever you are. And it has to be now a known and recognized fact that my Buddha field is not going to be confined to the small place where I will be living with few thousand sannyasins. All small communes, ashramas, centers all over the world will become little Buddha fields. We have to fill the whole earth with Buddha fields. We have to create a chain of Buddha fields. And it can be done. If you can take some of my joy and some of my love and some of my laughter with you, wherever you go, you will be taken the fragrance of the Buddha field there.